The Taking of Teeth, a short horror story, written by Michael Vandervoort, narrated by Robin Reeds. It was as much, it seemed to me, to quell the wailing howls of Annalise as to satisfy any true belief in her accusations that we first agreed to set about the odious task that brought us, spades in hand, to the freshly turned up earth of the old gentleman's grave. She had come that night, wailing and slobbering into the building, screaming not bloody murder, but of murder that was, in contrast to her cries, of a more silent and insidiously serpentine form. Not that the supposed subtlety of the method did anything to decrease the volume and ferocity of her exclamations.
"Poison! Poison!"
she had called, with such repetitive ferocity that the very word must have hung upon the ears of every Pariser for the span of several streets, and continued to ring in my own ears long after we had succeeded in quieting her. Her contention, spurious as it may have been and indeed proved to be, was that her father, the late Edouard Mousson, had not, in fact, died of natural causes, but had instead been poisoned by his new wife, a woman whom Annalise clearly regarded as an intruding usurper, hell-bent upon desecrating and trampling underfoot the memory of her late mother. There had, it was true, been some speculation and loose talk about the speed with which Monsieur Mousson took up a second wife following the first's demise, and even rumours of illicit meetings and impropriety during the unfortunate woman's lifetime. Never, however, had those rumours suggested any malice or foul play, until Mousson, not 6 months out from his nuptials, suddenly succumbed and joined his late wife upon those fabled Stygian shores. Now, with her accusing finger pointing directly at the new bride, whilst the other hand clutched the will and testament so recently altered to disinherit her, Annalise Mousson threw out curses and accusations as if they were blessings and greetings. The new bride, she insisted, Annalise would never deign to refer to the woman by her given name, had conspired to have her father alter his will in such a way that his accumulated fortune and all worldly possessions would be left entirely to her. She had then, Annalise claimed, concealed some flasson within her skirts, and, conspiring like Marlowe's Barabbas to infect the broth taken by her spouse, had polluted it with a venomous concoction. She had, in short, poisoned him. Whilst there was little evidence save for the rewritten will and the pertinacity of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?